This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America! Hello, world, and welcome to the Monday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, Captain Matt Bruce, right here as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight from my Salem Media Group Chapel flagship station and my Moss Family Automotive Studio to great radio stations all across America as well as across the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military and veterans, along with a salute to our first responders, our EMS, firefighters and police, our hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody helping out in the coronavirus effort and the hurricane recovery effort over there along the Gulf Coast, keeping us free and safe. Now, to the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, the butchers and bakers, janitors, maintenance, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, the Uber, Lyft, taxi, and bus drivers, along with the roughnecks working on the oil rigs and those bridge tenders, too. Thanks for keeping everything going the way it is. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, on Twitter, at Captain's America, and don't forget to check out our all-new website, the Captain's America Third Watch. com. Joining us now, the professor of politics, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It is time to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we underline and emphasize the two words under God because our great country was founded under Judeo-Christian values. Well, Kyle, we got to talk about what's going on in the fallout from the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg. There is a huge fight that is emerging right now. I'm going to start out first by saying that the Trump campaign put out a statement, which I'm going to read first. It says, when there's a Supreme Court vacancy, the president selects a nominee and the Senate provides advice and consent. That's what the Constitution says, and those are the only rules. There's been an open seat on the Supreme Court in a presidential election 29 times in American history. And in every single case, the president has nominated a candidate. Voters elected Donald Trump president in 2016, gave Republicans an expanded majority in 2018, so the people have already spoken.
Well, that's exactly right. The job of the president is to nominate a replacement Supreme Court justice. There's nothing about whether or not how many days are left before the election or if it's an election year. You know, we hear about the Biden rule, and there's a misnomer going around, I think, about what Mitch McConnell was actually talking about back in 2016 with the outgoing Democrat president, Barack Obama.
Right.
So there's no GOP hypocrisy going on here, this kind of thing, but it is the job of the president. But yet, Captain, we hear that even impeachment is not off the table if President Trump does his job. I mean, this is topsy-turvy crazy times.
Oh, please, Nancy Pelosi, try to impeach Donald Trump again, because you will get your butt handed to you three times over, and you might even lose your own seat, Nancy.
Yeah, well, that's very true. And of course, this does, in many ways, you know, we still mourn the death of Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but this changes the election very significantly and changes the focus of it.
Now, I have a couple of other interesting points here before we move along. 70% of those justices that were nominated for the Supreme Court were confirmed in 45 days or less. And not since 1880 has the Supreme Court of the United States been left vacant going into the following year.
Well, that's exactly right. And I think, Captain, the Democrat Party elite, they don't want to fight this battle right now. They weren't intending to fight it. I think that they wanted to keep the focus on President Trump and COVID-19 and all these different things that they want to talk about.
Yep.
But this is not something that they can win.
Now, what are the two big decisions coming down the pike, one November the 10th and one December the 2nd? Do you know?
What are they?
November the 10th, it's the decision on the Texas challenge to Obamacare's constitutionality, where the state of Texas said they were getting rid of Obamacare totally.
Very interesting.
And that's going to the Supreme Court for a final decision.
Mm-hmm.
And the second one is December the 2nd. That happens to be the decision on the Mueller investigation and upon some of the information that was gained, whether or not it was constitutional or not.
Very interesting. I mean, December, of course, is after the election, but the November 10th decision will also be a major factor, I think.
That is a huge thing, Obamacare. That will be the day that they decide whether or not a state has a right to axe Obamacare.
Well, exactly. And, of course, the president talked about, the White House had announced that the new health care program is going to be announced here. So that also could dovetail very nicely into the president's message for the election.
Now, I'm going to move on because Joe Biden's been getting out a little bit, and he was up in Pennsylvania the other day. And I believe he was in Philadelphia. Is that correct?
I believe so, yes.
Okay. Joe Biden said, "It's estimated that 200 million will die from coronavirus, probably by the time I finish this talk." Well, Joe, you lied again. You grossly overstated the death toll from the coronavirus, saying nearly two-thirds of the U.S. population would be dead. Joe, you're wrong. You've overstated the death toll by a factor of 1,000%.
That is, well, unfortunately, I hate to say, typical Joe Biden. But he says these.
But nobody said anything. Well, nobody called him on. Nobody called him on it. Nobody.
Well, and they won't, because the media that are hoping to sort of shepherd him through this, evidently, they are there as almost caretakers. I mean, this is really something to see.
Okay, hold that thought, folks. If that was President Trump, you know that within 5 minutes they would have been all over him on every alphabet soup network in the country, including CNN and MSNBC. I'll be right back. Take us to break, Kathy.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not, but you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your 4-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need. Just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Indeed you are, and this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by my friends Pete and Seth Talbot at Relief Factor. Now, you know, I know that there's millions of people that are suffering from some sort of pain. It could be from exercise, just getting older, surgeries you've had, injuries you've had, whatever. But the fact of the matter is, you've got pain, and Pete and Seth are on a mission. They're on a mission to double down the number of people that get their product this year. And they're going to do it. And I'll tell you how they're going to do it. Because if you're struggling with back or neck or shoulder or hip or knee pain or general muscle aches and pain or whatever kind of pain you got, I'm going to suggest you order the 3-week quick start for Relief Factor starting at $19.95. You will notice a difference. Now, it worked for me in about 2 weeks. For some people, it works sooner. For some people, you go out the full 3 weeks, and then there you are. For some people, it won't work because their pain is something other than what this all-natural product will do for you. But if you go to the website, relieffactor.com/captain, that's relieffactor.com/captain, there's a little tutorial there, and it'll tell you all about Relief Factor, tell you all about the fact that it's drug-free, 100% drug-free, all-natural products in there that are good for you, that help the healing process. So again, relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, or you can give them a call at 800-583-84 and tell them the captain sent you. All righty, Kyle Warner, professor of politics, is back. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I want to get a little bit more into Joe Biden, who grossly overstated the death toll from the coronavirus in Pittsburgh or in Philadelphia. That's a big deal, and here's why. He's done this before. The U.S., in fact, has a lower case fatality rate than dozens of other nations, including neighboring Canada and Mexico, and many nations in Europe, including the U.K., Sweden, Belgium, France, and Germany. Now, the overall fatality rate has fallen by 85%. thanks to life-saving therapies and treatments, and daily coronavirus deaths have declined by 25% since August in this country. And this guy, he can't tell the truth. But Joe Biden cannot tell the truth.
No, Joe Biden can't tell the truth because the truth is not going to be something that they feel they can run a campaign on, Captain. They have completely divided our nation over the COVID-19 issue, and I don't think it's really going to be that successful. But, you know, getting back to what Joe Biden had said, completely, so grossly overstating the death toll, again, very similar to what he talked about gun violence in the past and so forth. He just simply can't keep these numbers in his head, evidently, and it's just another indication. In fact, earlier tonight, Captain, I saw a clip of Joe Biden on the news, and he's having trouble even simply putting a couple of sentences together without making a significant error in trying to get those sentences out. It's very unfortunate. There's no joy in saying that.
Well,
this is what's happening.
That's another sign of either dementia or Alzheimer's, one or the other. We don't know which. Now, he also said we can't keep rewriting history, scrambling norms, and ignoring our cherished system of checks and balances. That includes the whole business of releasing a list of potential nominees that I would put forward. He then accused President Trump of submitting his list after Ruth Bader Ginsburg died.
Right. But as far as I know, Biden doesn't have a list he's put out to anybody.
No, that's the whole thing. Biden's ignoring the fact that he pledged to release the list of potential nominees way back in June and hasn't. All right, hold the fort. We're going to get to a caller. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Captain, Professor, this is Mike in Clearwater. I was watching the television, and I saw a Biden ad, and he says, oh, if I get to be president, I will give you the best health care, and I will give you the health care that I would give my own family. What American people have to understand is you do not want Medicare for all, because I've talked to plenty of people that come down from Canada to get their health care. I asked this one guy, and I said, well, if you can get heart surgery at home for free, why did you come down here to get it and pay almost $200,000 out of your pocket? He said they would have put me on a list, and by the time it was my turn,
you would have died.
I might have been dead.
But so, here's the other thing. You just said the same health care that Biden has. He has got the health care plan that nobody can get.
The Congress plan.
It's more than a Congress plan. It's that of being a former vice president. It's a few more steps up the ladder what Congress gets.
Exactly. But my thing is, I want people to look at what universal, socialized medicine, whatever you want to call it, Medicare for all, it's not what you want, folks. Trust me, it is definitely
true.
Not what we need.
Okay.
And thanks.
Thank you. All right. Well, Kyle, I don't disagree with him, because I used to live for years up along the Canadian border, and we had the Canadians that came down at that time to the United States to get things taken care of.
Well, sure. And, of course, what Mike's talking about, again, the idea that people get put on lists, and I recall these kinds of conversations all about Obamacare and who's gonna be on the panels to decide who gets treatment and who doesn't get treatment and all this kind of thing. It's a pie in the sky bait and switch maneuver. We've heard this before, and Biden's trying the same thing.
Well, again, the Trump campaign and what Biden said, he said they released the list only after she passed away, and then he says it's a game for them, meaning the Trump people. It's a play to gin up emotions and anger. Well, Biden is flat out wrong, first of all, when he said that. First of all, flat out wrong. Because for months, President Trump and his campaign has been calling on Biden to release a list of potential Supreme Court nominees, and he actually released not one list, two, because he added to it by adding the senators to the list, remember?
Well, that's right. And, of course, the reason why they're not releasing the Biden campaign, that is because the American people would get to see just how, quote-unquote, progressive these nominees would be. Because, remember, the way the Democrats get things done mostly is, especially controversial issues, is they can't get things, voted on, but they push it to the Supreme Court and try to get legislation from the bench.
Yep, and let's go to the phone lines. We've got, I think I know who this is. Is this Backgammon Bob?
Yes, sir, Captain. Mr. Kyle.
Fire when ready.
Hey. Fire when ready. Okay. We need to get this new Supreme Court justice confirmed, I think, because that the results of the election might conceivably go through the to the Supreme Court, and it would be good to have him on the Supreme Court, whoever that is.
Her. It'll be a her.
Her. Well, yeah, okay, her, yeah.
It'll be a she.
Whoever that, mm-hmm. A she, okay. Mm-hmm. And, okay, that's it, Captain.
Well, I think they're going to try to do that because, again, there's nothing that says they can't do it, Kyle. And I know the Democrats are going to put up they're just going to throw the kitchen sink into this now because they know that if we get another Republican-appointed Supreme Court justice, it'll be another conservative, theoretically on paper, that will give the conservatives a 6-3 commanding lead, if you will, in the Supreme Court, and the Democrats don't want to see that.
Well, of course not, and this is why we're hearing basically the threat of, if you do this, and I think it's not just at President Trump, I think it's everybody.
It's to the country.
That's right. Hey, look, we're going to pack the court. Here's what we're going to do. And by the way, this is so important, Captain, because they are telling you, when we get power, we are going to cement it, and we will lord it over you forever.
Decades.
Mm-hmm. Yes, that's right.
It'll take us decades to get out from underneath the deal that they're going to do, which is why it's more important than ever to realize the Democrats are not your friends, folks. I've been talking to a lot of Democrats over the weekend. By the way, Kyle, for Leo down there in Miami, they had a big Trump caravan going on down there, over 200 vehicles driving around. And they had a big one over in Clearwater that lasted for 2 hours. And then they had this caravan that was a Joe Biden caravan in Tampa that drove by in about 5 minutes, 40 vehicles.
Well, that doesn't sound like it's pretty far cry from the Trump.
Well, it was more than the three Jill had in front of her house in Wilmington, right?
That's right, yeah. That's right.
Look at who came by, and they showed three cars going by. Big freaking deal. Well, okay, the Democrats got 40 vehicles out there. That's good, but it still doesn't even come close to the enthusiasm or the size of the crowds that we're seeing for President Trump. And again, he proved it yesterday because Biden was in Philadelphia. Did you notice the crowd?
I didn't see a picture of it, to be honest.
Well, you know why.
Why is that?
There wasn't 100 people in it.
Well, that's right. Probably so.
And in the meantime, the president went wherever he went yesterday, and there they were again. And he's going, I'm not sure where he's going today, but he's going somewhere else on the campaign trail, and he'll have another crowd of thousands of people.
Well, that's right. And they have a new chant, by the way. In addition to 4 more years, they have the chant, fill that seat. They've been chanting that, yeah.
All right, hold that thought. All right, folks, we're coming right back with more with Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. And, oh, by the way, I've just gotten started, I'll tell you what, because there's so much to talk about here. Mike Pompeo's in the news, too, for several different things. We've got some things going on. Sanctions go back on with Iran again. And Joe Biden is in trouble. That's why all this is going on. His polling numbers are going in the toilet.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
With a Mech-Tech carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, Mech-Tech is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that Mech-Tech is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Another Republican is speaking out about the vacancy on the Supreme Court after the passing of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. Tennessee Senator Lamar Alexander says he's comfortable moving forward on a nomination in an election year. Republican Missouri Senator Roy Blunt on CBS's Face the Nation.
With President Obama, I said not only will he nominate a replacement in this vacancy, but he probably has a constitutional obligation, just like President Trump does today, to make a nomination, and President Trump will.
Also on CBS, Democratic New Jersey Senator Cory Booker.
These decisions that the Supreme Court makes, it's important that they not only have the force of law, but the force of the legitimacy of everyone. So for Republicans to move forward like this, I think really undermines that.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles. My crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
This is Larry Elder, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are, and Larry Elder will be down in Sarasota on October the 23rd, along with Charlie Kirk, Dr. Sebastian Gorka, Phil Grandy, and yours truly. I'll be the master of ceremonies for the evening, and we'll be at the Hyatt Regency, located there in Sarasota from 7 to 9. That's the event. The VIP reception starts at 5:30. If you want any part of that, obviously there's two different price ranges of tickets. You need to go to theanswertampa.com. TheAnswerSarasota.com. Get your tickets because there's only limited seating. We can't use the whole hall because of the COVID thing down there. We have to maintain social distancing and all that stuff. So about 200 people is what they're going to put in there, a little bit more than 200 people in the Hyatt Regency in the Grand Ballroom there. So it's going to be quite a night, October the 23rd. Get your tickets, and I hope to see you there. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO Insurance. And to get a quote, just go to the website, GEICO.com. Remember, GEICO's been saving people money for over 75 years. They're the second largest personal auto insurer in the country. Insure over 21 million drivers, including me. I've been with them for 15 years. They can insure whatever it is you're driving, and they can insure your house or your apartment too. So check them out online, GEICO, G-E-I-C-O, GEICO.com. And back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
All right. Well, getting back to all this stuff that we got in front of us here. Of course, I'm going to finish with the Ruth Bader Ginsburg deal by saying, Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska said that she did not support the move by the president to appoint someone right away, becoming the second of 53 Republicans. That means you got 51 Republicans left. This is probably going to go down again to the vice president casting the deciding vote, correct?
I would think that would be a reasonable expectation, yes.
And if it does, it does. And nobody can say anything about that either because the vice president is the president of the Senate, right?
That's right.
Okay. And, of course, Pelosi's threatening everything but the kitchen sink as to what she's going to do and all that stuff. And fine, you do what you got to do there, Nancy. It's not going to work. And maybe, just maybe, this might be the straw that breaks her back because the people are sick and tired of her. I've talked to Democrats that can't stand her that are saying she's ruined the party, she's destroyed our image, and she's allowed these other people in, like the Ayoks and the Omars and the Presleys and the Tlaibs, and people are mad as hell about that. Democrats are mad as hell about that.
Oh, absolutely. And I think they're also mad, Captain, about the lack of the stimulus money because of Nancy Pelosi.
She stopped it.
That's right. In other words, she could have been going to the American people right now saying, we got you something.
We got you $1,200 just like you wanted. And look,
right.
We did that, the Democrats. Look, we did that. We did that. Well, guess what? They haven't done that. And their constituents know it.
Well, exactly. So they don't have any, they don't have a leg up in this election at all when it comes to that. And so they could have continued to try to blame President Trump, but they went all in on trying to make it look like Trump won't come up to our number rather. But I think it's a real, real backfire. I think they'll look back at the election and that's going to be a major factor in this.
All right. Well, before we get moving along here, there was an arrest made on the New York-Canadian border yesterday of a woman suspected of mailing ricin to the White House, which was intercepted at a postal bulk mail center long before it ever got anywhere near the White House. And it was confirmed that there was some kind of substance in there. Don't know if it was ricin or not, but apparently it could have been from what we're hearing. So more on that as we find out more about it. How's that?
Well, yes, yeah, I think the RCMP, Royal Canadian Mounted Police, were also involved in that because it did look like it originated from Canada.
It did.
And evidently she was arrested at the border, Captain, and according to reports, also had a gun.
Yeah. Yeah, which is why she got arrested, because of the fact that it's illegal to transport guns across the border up there. Now, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced restoration of all sanctions on Iran. And, of course, Europe right away resisted to extending the Iran arms embargo. They don't want to do it.
Well, right, and this is nothing new, really, from the European perspective. They've always been very much against doing these sanctions against Iran. They've wanted to do more business with them and so forth from their perspective. But honestly, what Iran's been up to and what these sanctions represent, of course, I think really in the big picture need to be there because we're continually seeing the isolation of Iran. Now, as that continues, I think we might see some of our European allies and others in that region begin to really come on board when they see that the days of the Iran regime are not like they used to be. There's going to be a change in the nearer term rather than later.
Now, there were some interesting polls that came out over the weekend, and every battleground state had a poll released from it. Many of these polls were Democrat polls by Democratic sponsored associations in one form or fashion. Many of them were push polls with 150, 250, 350, 450, 500 people in them where they did a push poll to get a result with an advantage to the Democrats of either +3, +5, or +7. And they all, of course, came in with Joe Biden either up by 1 or up by 2 or up by 4 or in one case up by 7. But then again, if you look at all the votes that were added in there, you can see that it wasn't a legitimate poll to begin with. In the meantime, the legitimate polls that are out there show that Joe Biden is in big trouble across the country and in the battleground states. Now, the Rasmussen poll for the second week in a row has Donald Trump leading Joe Biden.
Yes, that's true. And you mentioned these kinds of polls, Captain. And, yeah, I guess if you want to get a really great Democrat result, you go out and talk to a lot of Democrats, generally speaking.
And lean at +5, +7, whatever.
Well, of course. And so for that, I mean, I have a lot more faith in the 4 out of 5 dentists surveyed about a certain chewing gum than these polls. Yeah, absolutely.
And at any rate, the battleground polls that came in by way of Rasmussen, as well as a couple of other independent sources, all had either Donald Trump ahead or Donald Trump tied in every one of the battleground states. So again, you're getting numbers that just don't jibe with what the conventional polling shows. And we've got a caller here, so let me drift over real quick. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Jim calling from Tampa. Hello, Kyle. Hello, Captain.
Yes, sir.
This thing is bursting into flames on the Democrat side.
You're right.
Their failed strategies are coming home to roost. And it's interesting because the crazy things they do and the crazy things that they threaten are the things you have to do when you don't have votes.
Yep.
That's what they don't have.
Mm-hmm.
What they should be saying if they had votes are, the voters will punish you, you will regret this, but they know that's not going to happen.
Nope.
And I think that the Republicans should push to fill that Supreme Court seat, even if they don't get it filled, the crazy nutso things that these leftists mm-hmm. will do will bury them in this election.
I agree. All right.
Thank you, Captain.
Thank you, Kyle.
Love listening to you.
Thank you, Jim. And I agree with him totally, Kyle, because I believe they're going to go after this woman. There's going to be a woman that's going to be nominated. We're not sure who it is. I can mention three names right here, right now, but, you know, we did that the other day when we first talked about this, or we did it, I guess, Friday night?
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I don't need to do it again, but I will before the end of the show, before you leave. But here's the thing. We know that they're going to go after this woman in every fashion that they can. Now, the big stink about the leading contender, who happens to be Judge Amy Coney Barrett, is that she's too religious for the position.
Yeah, isn't that something?
That's the big stink.
Yeah, that is very, very strange. Unfortunately, it may be a sign of how things have changed. But, Captain, I think people across the highways and byways actually would find that as a plus because you want
sure.
someone who has a clear moral sort
and,
of
and by the way, and by the way, Joe Biden is trying desperately to get the support of some of the evangelicals. This will destroy him if they go after her for her religious beliefs. This will destroy him.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're already seeing the traditional representation of different unions, police unions even, fleeing from Biden and going to Trump.
Well, again, somebody said, yeah, but the National Police Union endorsed him. National Union means nothing. The National Firefighters Union endorsed Joe Biden, too. But guess what? The locals aren't because they're going along with the cops because of the defund police movement. And I know that because I'm talking to them.
Right, exactly. Exactly, but I appreciate what Jim in Tampa was talking about. I think the Democrat Party elite, their heads are exploding. They don't know how to deal with this.
They are going to lose so bad it's going to hurt, and it's going to hurt for a long time. Hold that thought, because, folks, I'm telling you right now, you can see it. There's a groundswell going on. The enthusiasm, the people at the rallies, the people in the car caravans, the boat parades. My God in heaven, the Democrats have got nothing to compete with it. Nothing.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
With a MECTAC carbine conversion unit, you can turn an XD Family Glock or 1911 handgun into a carbine rifle in seconds and have it shipped right to your door, no FFL required. Now, MECTAC is excited to announce our pistol carbine conversion unit. More compact with a 12-inch barrel and an arm brace, proving once again that MECTAC is the world's most versatile handgun accessory. For a limited time, go to handgunconversions.com. That's handgunconversions.com and use coupon code RADIO to receive $35 off any carbine purchase.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is Donna Fiducia, co-host of Cowboy Logic Radio. For 26 years, I worked in the mainstream media. No more. The mainstream media has completely failed the American people. That's why I listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
All righty. And this portion of the program, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, is brought to you by our friends at the Pilot and Flying J truck stop nearest you. Because I'm going to tell you right now, if you pull in there and tell them that you've been listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, and I told them all about the Pilot and the Flying J, you walk up in there and you'll get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. Now, if you happen to be, or if you want to be, a member of the Flying J or Pilot Drivers Club, you can get points. And those points will allow you to get different things there, discounts and whatnot on your different products. You can get one of those really nice thermal cups that they have to offer and get yourself a cold drink or a hot or whatever and put it in that thermos cup and away you go. But in the meantime, Pilot and Flying J brings you this segment, and we're going to go rooster cruising.
Okay, drivers, this is a little song I wrote, a little boogie tune called Raise Radio. A little song for that left lane goes like this. Come on, baby. I got a 4 1/4 cat sitting under my hood. I got 15 gears and my rubber is good. I drive a hair right piece, look good wherever I go, and there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio. I got an imported radio that sits on my dash. I got a Road King mic that I like to match. And when I key my mic, my fellow truckers know that there just ain't nothing wrong with my radio.
Alrighty, that's Ray Carlisle. Ain't nothing wrong with his radio. And he's a rooster cruising, and we're going to go rooster cruising right now because Beta, Tropical Storm Beta, continues to track slowly towards the western Gulf Coast. Storm surge, tropical storm force winds, and a long duration of heavy rainfall event will be associated along with flooding expected over parts of southeastern Texas, western Louisiana, and possibly over into Mississippi. This storm is going to go pretty much along the same way that Hurricane Laura did. Many of those areas are still flooded. People still aren't back in their homes, and this is only going to add misery on top of more misery. And Hurricane Teddy, a major hurricane bearing down on the Bahamas, will remain over the Atlantic, but it'll still bring heavy swells, rough surf, rip currents, and coastal flooding to portions of the East Coast and Puerto Rico as it brushes up the East Coast and heads on out to sea. Now, our other tropical hurricane and tropical storm, Sally, is way up in the Canadian Maritimes right now, given some rough waters and seas up there along Maine and the Maine and Nova Scotia as it heads off that away. But that's about what we got. And in the meantime, Kyle Warren, you tell us what's going on out west.
Well, Captain, tonight we're going to start in Colorado, where we've got an air quality alert there in the I-25 corridor, I believe. And this has to do with issues going on with the Cameron Peak and Mullen fires continuing to make the air quality bad in the Boulder, Fort Collins, and Denver areas there. Also, just north of that, air quality alert continues, and we have a fire weather warning in the southeastern part of Wyoming tonight as well. So be careful in those areas. Also, moving over to Idaho in the Idaho Falls area, we have looks like we have a severe thunderstorm warning, which should be dissipating at least to the point where it's no longer going to be considered a severe thunderstorm, but you're still going to have maybe some precipitation in that area. Moving on over to Oregon, still another air quality alert. This is in the eastern part of the state. And some of the good news, Captain, for Oregon, of course, is that as a result of some of the cooler temperatures and some of the rain there, firefighters are getting a much better handle on some of these 10 major wildfires that are still burning throughout Oregon. So if you're coming down the 5 freeway, for example, you may still encounter some of that. But the general thrust is that things are getting better, which is very, very good news. In California, we don't have really any alerts at all, even in the central part of the state. But still, we have the Bobcat fire, which continues to burn out of control. This is in the Southern California area. Also, the El Dorado fire continues to burn, and there's still some significant smoke in those areas for that, even though it's not showing up on our maps tonight in terms of any specific alerts. But in the southwest, Phoenix going to see still triple digits, 101 degrees for tomorrow. Palm Springs, 104 degrees for tomorrow. Up in Las Vegas, we're looking at 97. And in Reno, the Carson City area, looks like they're going to be doing 82 degrees.
Well, over in the East Coast, you got a lot of frost warnings and a lot of freeze warnings going on right now. Pretty much the higher elevations coming out of Virginia and West Virginia and Maryland, the mountains of Maryland. The central part and the higher elevations of Pennsylvania, western Pennsylvania along Snowshoe, I-80, on up 81 into Binghamton. 10 and then up 81 all the way to the Canadian border and all across the southern part of New York and the Catskills and the up towards the Adirondacks and then up into the western part of Massachusetts for the Berkshires and there and over towards New Hampshire. And then up in Maine tonight, you've got a very hard freeze warning going on up there right in the middle of potato country. If you're going up Route 1 off I-95, you're going to find it for sure. So just keep that in mind. Now, we've had some strange weather down here in Florida today. We had a low-pressure system in Florida, which if you were watching the Bucks game, and congratulations to the Bucks, they won today. If you were watching the game, you saw a high wind come up. And that was a low-pressure system that was going across the state, and it brought a little rain with it. There's a little bit of rain on the East Coast right now, but it's still very windy over there on the east side of the state. And meantime, we've got to tell you about Tropical Storm Beta, because this is serious stuff for the people that already had Hurricane Laura. Now, there is an expected slow motion of Beta, which is going to produce a long duration of rain. It's going to be a major long rain event from the middle Texas coast to southern Louisiana. Flash, urban, and river flooding is very likely. Rainfall will also spread northward into the Ark-La-Tex region and east into the lower Mississippi Valley, where flash, urban, and river flooding is also possible. There will be the danger of life-threatening storm surge near times of high tide through Tuesday along portions of the Texas and Louisiana coast, but nothing like what you saw with a hurricane. However, rain and water is never a good mix when you're talking about high tide. Now, the storm surge warning areas we'll tell you about as it gets a little closer, but residents in the areas where you're advised to evacuate, please do so. Don't think twice, because this time you're getting water on top of water, and it's going to create a bigger problem than you had before. So tropical force winds are occurring along portions of the northwestern Gulf Coast within the tropical storm warning area in Louisiana. Those winds will spread westward to the Texas coast overnight and into Monday as this system gets closer to the Texas border and then skirts the border from about Corpus Christi up to Houston and turns towards New Orleans before it goes inland and up and across the southeastern part of the United States. Here we go again.
That's exactly right, Captain. And the Beta storm is moving very slowly, which, again, you know, unfortunately ramps up all that rain and the duration of the rain. Exactly.
Slower they are, the longer they stay out there, the more water they bring, and that's the problem.
Yep.
It's never the wind that's going to kill you, at least not in terms of large numbers. It's always going to be the water.
Yep, that's right.
And then, folks, we've got Wilford, which is not much of anything at the moment. Wilford is a tropical depression again, and it's moving west fairly rapidly towards the Leeward Islands. We'll see what happens there. It might get into warm water and do something different, but that's not the problem. The big problem right now is Hurricane Teddy is bearing down on Bermuda, and it looks like it's going to, I don't think it's going to sideswipe, but it looks like it's going to go pretty much right over Bermuda. We'll see.
Yeah, exactly right.
All right, well, here comes the music, and when we come back, folks, plenty more to talk about here. Got to talk about the wildfires out there in California, what's going on there. Also, the Archbishop of California, ha-ha, he has given his minions an order of his own. Things could be getting real interesting out there in California. We'll get into that when we come back. And don't forget, China is playing big boy over there again in the South China Sea.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.